South Dakota's wheat farmers are working to build demand for their products by educating export customers on the value of U.S. wheat. Latin American and Caribbean buyers recently came to Portland, Oregon, to network with American farmers and grain companies, learning about U.S. wheat. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Reed Christofferson explains this outreach program.
It includes briefings on the quality of the different classes of wheat, hard red spring, hard red winter, the soft wheat, what's going on in terms of the markets, and simple things such as, what is basis, what are rail costs, what is the status of our rail shipments, what's happening with the global sea shipping opportunities.
73 buyers from 16 different Latin American and Caribbean countries attended the conference, hosted by U.S. Wheat Associates, the export market development arm for U.S. wheat. Christofferson says Latin America is a strong customer for U.S. wheat, purchasing about 40% of all U.S. wheat exports annually.
Somewhat because of proximity to us, either through the Gulf of Mexico or through the Pacific Northwest, but they also have sophisticated demands for wheat, and certainly we feel that the U.S. wheat meets those market classes that they're interested in.
While the majority of South Dakota wheat is consumed domestically, demand for exported wheat impacts the South Dakota market significantly.
Global demand that's helping to create value for wheat from neighboring states that is also then, of course, bringing along with it value for the South Dakota wheat.
Building demand for South Dakota wheat is a key function of the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.